Blog Talk Radio.
Family situation, and the captain was like, no, and we didn't really
see the eye to eye on a lot of things. When he came back to my unit, as he used to be a sergeant or whatever, that's boring stuff. But I'm saying, like, he didn't really like me.
Just a hater. That's all it was.
Yeah, he was a hater. And I was trying to take the unpaid leave of absence. I was like, yo, I don't need the money. Just, like, let me do my thing.
Right.
And he was like, I guess he was just like, nah, and hating on me. So I said, all right, you know what? You put me in a corner. I don't need you. Y'all need me more. And I know the community's going to miss me, but I got to walk away.
That's right. And you know what? And I'm telling you, I've heard some of your things, and you are funny. So that's why I was asking you. I cannot wait till you hit H-Town and let H-Town see you, meet you, and show you the love, because I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to be standing, not at the door, I'm going to be standing at the stages. But I interviewed him already, so I know what he got.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to reach for fall. To come out to H-Town this fall, because I do want to work on my special that I'm going to be filming soon, and the special is going to be called Defunded.
Okay.
Because I defunded myself when I walked away, you know?
I know, that's
yeah.
So, I'm sure it was an experience working with Kat, but when I tell you I love that, that Linnell, oh my God, that is, when I say that is my girl, I love her.
Oh, that's everybody's girl.
That is my girl.
Original bad girl, a comedy, the queen.
Oh my God, yes, she really is.
Yeah, she, you know, a lot of women, there's not a lot of female comedians that are household names, unfortunately, and she is one of them.
Yep.
And she's actually a voice for other female comedians, because, and it's funny because we'll be out and somebody won't remember her name, but they know her.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll get on her, she'll be like, you know, somebody, I'd be like, yo, what's my name? You should know. If I ask you to give me five male comedians' names, you could name them in an instant. You need to learn about these female comedians and know our names.
That's true.
She's always fighting for the females, which is lovely.
That's true. That is true. And I'll tell you, and that Kat, I didn't know Kat was actually on tour, but I mean, I'm sure he was. But, you know, I guess because I don't really see him a lot out.
Well,
you know?
The genius thing about Kat is a lot of comedians spend millions of dollars on advertising. And Kat is doing this. That's why they call him the king of underground comedy, because he's doing it without radio. He's doing it without interviews. He's doing it without advertising. And people, he's filling these arenas up.
He is.
He's filling these arenas up. There's like, you know, at least, you know, 10,000 seats in these arenas that he's doing. And he's filling them up. And he's about to start another one, because he had his first special. Now he's about to, not his first, but he had a special for last year. Now he's going to start another one, and he's going to have different comedians on. So it's going to be.
You're going to be a part of that one, though, right?
I don't know. The thing about that is, Kat will call you at the last second and be like, yeah, come on. You know, so.
Well, he better get first, you. He better. I said he better have you on that tour.
Hey, you know what? I hope so. You know, he's and to watch him work, oh my gosh, dude, Kat is a genius to watch him. I mean, we had some crazy nights too. You know, 10,000, 20,000 people out there, so there's gonna be a fight. There's gonna be somebody getting kicked out, just like the comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
but the way he is able to bring 20,000 people back in, and get them back. The attention back on him after something happens is crazy.
Oh, he's
a genius. Yeah. And who he had on that tour, I was just learning every weekend. Mark Curry, Red Grant.
Yeah, Mark Curry finally came back out. Huh, that's cool. Because he hadn't been out in a minute.
Yeah, and I think Mark might be on this one as well. And if you haven't seen Mark Curry, you need to go see him.
Well, I wanna know about you. So what you got working on? Tell me what you have going on right now.
So right now I am, like I said, I'm working on that special. We're going to film it soon coming up. We got to get some more funding for that.
Okay.
But we're working on that, calling it defunded. At the same time,
okay,
we're going to be hitting these clubs around town. I think Houston is now going to be on my radar since I talked to you.
Yes, yes.
Coming up in the fall. And I want to do some. The thing about me is I'm a crossover comedian, what you call a crossover comedian. I can go in any room. I can do clean comedy, family oriented as well. So, you know, and I know there's a lot of our brothers and sisters that are in law enforcement, fire, nursing, and I want to start doing, and I'm looking forward to a first responders tour as well.
Now that sounds cool.
Yeah, me and my team want to do a first responders tour because, you know, we have a lot of our brothers and sisters in, you know, law enforcement. Let's just talk about law enforcement, mm-hmm, where, you know, they just doing it for a job, and they really trying to do the right thing. Now, do we come across some racism in law enforcement? Yes, we do. And are we talking about it in front of them? Yes, we are. We'll speak up. So that's the thing about, you know, it's not all law enforcement that's bad. We got just some bad apples that we got to get rid of in law enforcement out there. So just like any other profession. And, you know, they deserve to laugh too. So we're going to try to hit these firefighters, law enforcement, nurses, doctors, these first responders, and get them out of their you know, out of their homes to come and laugh and
mm-hmm,
after and stuff like that. So that's what I'm working on right now.
So let me ask you this. If you can work with any additional comedian besides Lunell or Kat, who would it be? Who would be your ideal dream comedian to work with?
Of course, Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
I've had the opportunity to meet him. He's actually told me, I need to see your set. He was like, I need to see your set. You opening for Kat and Lunell? Yeah, I need to see you. I've had the opportunity and the honor to work with Chris Spencer.
Okay.
I opened up for Chris a few times, David Arnold as well. So my dreams are actually coming true. I wouldn't mind working with Kevin Hart. I wouldn't mind working with these funny, very funny, established.
He is funny.
Yes, Mike Epps. Love Mike Epps. I like Bill Burr a lot too. So, you know, like I said, I'm a student of the game.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of comedians that I like. So those are the names that I would love to work with as well.
Okay.
There's one comedian out there that's she's been opening up for a guy, Tori. Her name is Pretty Ricky. And Pretty Ricky is about to go on tour with Cat Williams,
uh-huh,
I think. And so
okay,
he's somebody who I know the friend of mine, but we haven't actually worked together. But that will be the next step, is for us to work together, because she's that kind of person where her energy is off the chain, just like mine. You saw a little bit of my stuff. You probably can see that I'm high energy.
Very high energy.
All over the place.
Well, let me ask you lastly, for anyone that's trying to, you know, step out in faith, want to do like what you did, or, I mean, with anything, if they want to act, become a comedian, what words of wisdom would you share?
I would say that fear is an illusion, and get past the fear. Don't think that you cannot do something if, you know, with the disbelief in yourself. You have to really, really, really work hard at your craft, but step out on faith and really believe in yourself. I had to, you know, we get discouraged a lot. Oh, are people going to like it? Are people going to come? Are people going to watch this, or, you know, or see me do that? And don't worry about that. You know, like, remember the old movie, Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
Build, work on your craft, step out on faith, and invest in yourself. A lot of people, you know, don't invest in themselves, but they'll go pay money to see someone else, or go pay money to do something else, instead of putting it back into themselves and investing in themselves.
I
would say definitely believe, step out on faith, invest in yourself, and work hard on your craft. Put your head down, work hard. See, that's the thing. A lot of comedians, they'll go out, or actors, they'll go out and hang out, drink, they call it networking. But, you know, when I was out there, I networked, but I worked harder on my craft to where I was trying to hit every stage I could, even bar shows, but you have to grind first to be successful, and that's what I did, and that's why it's coming.
I love that. You know what? I love you. I just cannot wait. Cannot wait till he comes to H-Town, you guys. So, hey, y'all got to definitely check out Aaron Thompson, and hopefully he'll be here. Y'all follow him. Check him out on his Instagram page. Y'all check him out. Check him out. Shout out to Lunel for putting him on the map. And, hey, y'all want to be part of the show, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I can make that happen. And I'm going to drop one more joint, and I'm up out of this camp.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Coolio with the Flow. Shaka Zulu, man.
This is Troy. This is Black T2. And we're kicking my girl, Cindy. See how we keep going on.
Better way.
steal my money after I've been like a brother to you? You want to be about that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.